Hare Krishna. We welcome you to the glorious and blissful celebration of Sri Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, the internal potency, the divine energy of Sri Krishna. To begin, I will read a verse from Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, which gives us some idea of how we can take shelter of Srimati Radharani and what benefit will come if we do so. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll read the Sanskrit, and then we can chant the synonyms responsively. Mahatmanas tumam partha. Yeah, this is a... You're a very bright group. I think you can follow this. Mahatmanas tumam partha. Divine Prakritim Ashrita Bhajantyananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Divine Prakritim Ashrita Bhajantyananya manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam Maha Atmanaha. The great souls to but Mam unto me Partha. O son of Pritha, Daivim, divine, Prakritim, nature, Ashrita, having taken shelter of Bhajanti, render service, Ananya Manasa, without deviation of the mind. Gyatva, knowing Bhuta of creation. Adim, the origin of Yayam, inexhaustible. Translation. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Please repeat. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service. Because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Original and inexhaustible. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the description of the Mahatmas is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this effected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. So, when I was based in Bombay, the richest family in India was the Birla family. And I arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada at Birla House. And I met Mrs. Birla, Gopi Kumari Birla, and I presented her a list of possible topics. And I knew that whatever the topic was, Srila Prabhupada would speak about it, so I just made a list. So there were many choices, maybe 15 or 20. And she scanned the list, and then she fixed on one. How to be successful. And I thought, The people who were going to come to the program were already successful by any ordinary estimation. But they were thinking, she was thinking, that they were thinking they're not successful enough. So they need like a secret from Srila Prabhupada how to become successful. When Srila Prabhupada came, he gave a definition of success that was probably different from anyone's in the audience. And it was one I had never really considered myself. He said that there are two energies, the spiritual energy and the material energy. And the material energy is personified as Durga, who rides on her lion carrier with her trident, Trishul. And the three prongs of her trident are the three types of miseries of material existence, which we are subjected to all the time, either one or two, or often all three. miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by our own bodies and minds, and miseries caused by providence or acts of nature beyond our immediate control. And the material world is like a prison house. And Durga, that word Durga means fortress or prison. And Durga Devi is the warden of the prison. And she punishes us criminals in the material world with the threefold miseries. Opposed to the material energy is the spiritual energy personified as Srimati Radharani. So, real success is not to bribe the warden and get some little extra facilities, like sometimes, anyway. Real success is to be released from prison and become a free citizen. But because we are marginal, we are minute living entities and marginal, we have to be under the control of one energy or the other. And success in life means to transfer ourselves from the control of the material energy personified by Durga and come under the control of the divine energy personified by Srimati Radharani. And one who does so is considered a Mahatma or a great soul. Another time in Bombay, a prominent Hindu leader came to Srila Prabhupada and questioned that India is a land of Mahatmas. We have so many Mahatmas. Yet India has so many problems. We shouldn't have so many problems when we have so many Mahatmas. And Srila Prabhupada replied, the reason you have so many problems is that you can't distinguish who is a Mahatma and who is not a Mahatma. So this verse tells us who is a Mahatma. It is someone who's taken shelter of the divine nature and are fully engaged in devotional service to Krishna without deviation. There's one more paragraph in the purport. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. So this is the secret of the Krishna consciousness movement, that one becomes a Mahatma by associating with a Mahatma. In the beginning, Srila Prabhupada came. Perhaps he was the only Mahatma, as properly defined in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Western world, or anywhere in the world, practically, outside of India. And by associating with one Mahatma, so many ordinary people became Mahatmas. And by their association, so many more people became Mahatmas. When we hear the reports of devotees, how they came to be engaged in devotional service. Some few met Srila Prabhupada as the beginning of their devotional service, but most met a devotee. And many of those met a devotee and got a book from a devotee. So it's through association with a Mahatma that one becomes a Mahatma. Or in other words, by taking shelter of someone who's under the divine nature, Srimati Radharani, one comes under the divine nature. It's natural, it's parampara. I was recalling today, because sometimes ladies come for blessings. Well, it could be husbands and wives, but they come for blessings for their children. One lady came this morning. She had met me when she was pregnant and said, "Remember me? I asked for blessings for my baby." Well, here it is. And please give more blessings. And I remembered how Srila Prabhupada's father, he would request any sadhu, "Please bless my son that he will become a good servant of Srimati Radharani." And of course, one can see Srila Prabhupada's service from many angles of vision, but his father was a sincere devotee and he requested blessings that his child become a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. And he did, because he is distributing Srimati Radharani's mercy. He is carrying her mood of compassion and distributing her mercy all over the world as no one before had done or ever will do. So that is the potency of association, and it's our duty as servants of Srila Prabhupada, servants of the servants of the servants, to surrender to Krishna, as mentioned in the verse, and come under the divine energy, the divine protection of Srimati Radharani. Now this phrase, "Bhajanti Ananya Manaso," without deviation of mind, Srila Prabhupada says that, read what he says and then comment. "Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness." So that is our prescription. This is our prescription. Like a doctor writes out a prescription, so this is our prescription. We follow the prescription, we'll be cured of the material disease and instated in our natural, healthy, wholesome, blissful spiritual condition. Now regarding the statement, "Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu," there is a pastime that took place at Govardhan during the Vasant Ras, the springtime Rasa dance. And Krishna, he left the arena of the Rasa dance and hid in the bushes, the grove, around Govardhan. And it's described that when the gopis saw that Krishna had escaped, they came marching like an army in search of him. And they saw that grove where Krishna was hiding. And Krishna knew that he could not escape them. So he assumed his four-armed Vishnu form. But from a distance, all the gopis saw was that there's a form and a sort of blackish color. It must be Krishna. So they came marching in full force. But when they got close, they saw, oh, it's not Krishna. It's Lord Narayan. And they offered respect, namaskar. Oh, Lord Narayan, have you seen Krishna? We're looking for Krishna. And he just stood motionless, and then they went on looking for Krishna. But then, when Srimati Radharani came, he couldn't control himself. He couldn't maintain his two extra arms in the presence of Srimati Radharani's overpowering love. And he had to resume his original two-handed form of Krishna. So this, among so many pastimes, demonstrates Srimati Radharani's supreme position among all the lovers of Krishna, all the pure devotees of Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion, referring indirectly to the verse from the Bhagavad Gita that we just read, that devotional service is completely under the jurisdiction of the divine nature of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Madan means Cupid or material lust. Well, and Mohan means attractor. So everyone in the material world is under the spell of that maya, that lust, Madan. Madan's actually the demigod in charge of lust. And he has bow and arrows. And Srila Prabhupada said if someone is struck by Cupid's arrow, he will fall in love with someone, even if the person's ugly. Those arrows are so powerful. So everyone in the material world is under the spell of the attraction of Madan or Cupid. But Cupid is under the spell of Krishna. There's a place in Ramanreti, not too far from the Krishna Balaram temple, where Madan, it happens that even the demigods are bewildered by Krishna and they want to test him. So he wanted to shoot his arrow at Krishna to see if he could get Krishna to fall under the sway of lust. And Krishna was dancing with the gopis. So whenever Madan fixed his aim on Krishna, a gopi came in the way. And it was like impossible for him to get a steady target. And he became so enchanted by that splendorous scene of transcendental beauty that he dropped his bows and arrows and fainted in the sands of Brahmanriti. So therefore, Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. But Srimati Radharani is so transcendentally attractive that she attracts even Krishna, the attractor of Cupid. And therefore, one of her names is Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractor of the attractor of Cupid. And Srila Prabhupada explains that devotional service is under Srimati Radharani, and therefore devotional service is so attractive that it can conquer Krishna. That Krishna comes under the control of the love of his devotees. He's independent. He doesn't come under anyone's control, even Srimati Radharani, but he comes under the control of her love, or the pure love of his devotees. And so we pray to her, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. So this name, Vrindavaneshwari, to conclude, I will tell a story of how Srimati Radharani was coronated. Vrindavaneshwari means the Queen of Vrindavan. How she was coronated as Vrindavaneshwari by Krishna. Well, Vrinda Devi is, as I mentioned in the morning, all these gopis, eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, they're actually expansions of Srimati Radharani. So Vrinda Devi, she's very instrumental in arranging Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And she has her place called Vrinda Kund, a very, very important place in Vrindavan. And the Baba who was in charge of Vrinda Kund, he gave that temple to the devotees of ISKCON. So Krishna said to Vrinda Devi that, I want to coronate Srimati Radharani as the Queen of Vrindavan. And I want you to arrange it. I want you to explain in advance that when we meet and I ask her to do whatever it is, she should cooperate and do it. So they, did an abhishek of Srimati Radharani and crowned her the Queen of Vrindavan. And now that she was the queen, she had to appoint her cabinet. So she made Lalita Devi her prime minister, and she gave out the important positions to her girlfriends. Then Krishna said, I also want a post. And Lalita Devi said, you have to fill out an application. So he filled out an application and he asked for the post of constable. He wanted the job of going all over Vrindavan and proclaiming the glories of Srimati Radharani and making sure that no one disobeyed her wishes. So he submitted his application, they reviewed it, and they said, all right, we'll try you out. So he was doing his job, but Krishna's very playful. He's very playful. So one day, he hid his flute in Lalita Devi's veil, or shawl veil. Oh yeah, so every day, yes, this was part of the conditions of service. Every day in the evening, he would report to the queen and inform her of his day's activities. So he reported to her that someone has stolen my flute. And Lalita Devi, she's known to be like a little harsh prakara. It's all transcendental, transcendentally harsh prakara, and very clever. So she immediately said, how can you be the constable in our queen's court? You can't even protect yourself from thieves. How are you going to protect the other citizens? You should be removed from your post. So then, some back and forth, and Krishna said, you know, I think this could be an inside job. Let all the gopis remove their veils, and we'll just see. So they all knew they were innocent. They had no hesitation. They removed their veils. And Krishna's flute fell out of Lalita Devi's veil. Then he immediately said, just see, your prime minister is a thief. She should be removed from her position, and I should be made the prime minister. But she's also very clever. She said, no, he has planted that flute in my veil because he wanted my position. He's framing me. He's making a false case against me. He's the real culprit. He should be punished. And of course, all the pastimes, all the joking arguments end up in happiness. But yes, so Krishna, he wants to proclaim the glories of Srimati Radharani. And he wants everyone to come under her shelter. And Rupa Goswami has also written a very beautiful poem in which he describes the mercy, the glories and the mercy of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and says that all he wants to do is proclaim their glories, the glories of their mercy. So that should be our desire. We can feel their mercy when we follow the prescription, and then we can glorify their mercy by our words, by distributing books that describe their mercy, by bringing people to hear their glorification. And that is the real process of Krishna consciousness. There's an English novelist who said that next to excellence is the appreciation of excellence. So even if we're not so excellent, I mean, probably most of you are, but even if we're not so excellent, if we just appreciate excellence, the excellence of Srila Prabhupada, the excellence of our Guru Parampara, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna, that's that's almost as good, and we will become excellent by doing that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.